So, Yael, say you're about to take a test or give an important presentation at work.
Okay.
Would you rather be calm and collected or angry and agitated?
I'd have to go with calm and collected, because I'd think that being angry would throw off my concentration.
That would seem logical, but it's also wrong, at least in some cases.
You mean it's better to be angry when you need to concentrate?
Basically, yes. Studies have shown that being angry or agitated can actually sharpen your concentration. I know it seems counterintuitive, but if you're ticked off about something, you're more likely to be more critical and analytical about solving problems.
I wouldn't have guessed that. But, I mean, isn't there such a thing as being so enraged that you can't think straight?
Of course. And that's an important distinction. Being so angry that rage overwhelms reason obviously isn't going to help you think more clearly. But at a lower level of anger, more along the lines of being miffed or in a bad mood, has been shown to sharpen thinking.
Interesting. So the next time I have a driver's license test or something, will it help to be in a foul mood?
Maybe. But it's tricky, because anger can be hard to control. Being a little angry can easily boil over into being really angry.
So I guess until we know more about anger and reasoning, it's best to stay calm if you have a problem to solve.
That sounds reasonable.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Wesley Moons at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.